Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
No other Messiah, so-called, in all of our days that has ever claimed that he would die, rise again, and then come back and get your dead loved ones and you off of this earth and take you to heaven when he comes, except for Jesus Christ, who emphatically declared to all of his disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man gets to the Father but by me."
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
We pray this recent sermon series has been a blessing to you. Let's go back into the message, Hope for Hard Times. This is part two from that series. Let's get back into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Because in the grand scheme of things, I could teach you about how to keep your marriage together in 5 points, how to have faith in 3 points, how to this and how to that, how to manage your money, how to get your mind right, but nothing will get your marriage, your mind, and your money in the right position like knowing that Jesus could come back at any moment. Today it's being ignored. Today it's being not even taught from behind pulpits. Today it's being undermined by those that say there is no rapture. This is not a new occurrence. This is the same thing that took place in the text of Titus and of 1 Thessalonians. Some are distorting it, saying that it is not going to happen until the middle of the tribulation period. I want you to understand that I am so absolutely assured that it's going to be a pre-tribulation rapture based upon the Word of God that I will say to you today, do not listen to those who would preach to you any other than what Paul preached, and you can back it up with the Word. We will do that today. The Greek word harpazo is the word that we get rapture from. Harpazo is found some 14 times in the New Testament. It means to carry off by force or to snatch away in a sudden interruption, to snatch away. For every prophecy found in the Word of God about the first coming, there are 8 prophecies concerning the second coming. For the 260 chapters found in the New Testament, there are more than 316 references to the second coming of Jesus Christ. 1 out of every 25 verses found in the New Testament deals with the second coming. I would say that's a pretty important subject for us to take up in light of the fact that we are that terminal generation. Titus calls it the blessed hope. And it is one of Satan's tactics, especially in the time we're living in right now, to steal hope or to rob hope from the people of God. Because if he can take your hope away, hope of a better life, hope of an eternal life, hope that Jesus would return again, then my question to you is, would you even be here this morning if you didn't have the hope and the expectation that Jesus Christ could come back at any moment? Well, Pastor, I'd come to church anyway. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Let's be honest, because your grass needs cutting. There's a boat somewhere waiting on the river. There's a fish in the water. There's a ride at Disney. There's this, there's that. And today, any excuses that can be will be given. And Jesus said that would be the way it would be in the finality of the last days, is that people would use these excuses to opt out of everything. In fact, the very phenomenon that we see right now, even with COVID, and the falling away that I'm seeing right now, is all predicted right out of the Word of God. But God has put in place for every believer the hope that is against hope, much like Abraham found in the book of Romans where he said he hoped against hope. In other words, he counted God so faithful to the Word of God and that his promises, that regardless of the fact that he was barren in his own life and his wife was barren too, he could not produce seed and she could not conceive a child, didn't make up any problem for him whatsoever, because with God, nothing is impossible. And just because you have never experienced a rapture before doesn't mean it's not going to happen. In fact, It's not something that is brand new for this generation. There are 7 other identified raptures and 14 different references in the New Testament to the term rapture. Enoch being the first one. Oh, I'd love to talk to that guy. Because he was living in a time when evil was the pervasiveness of the day. And the fact is that he just kept on walking with God regardless of the environment that he was in. And God loved him so much and cared for him, and he enjoyed his fellowship so much that while Enoch was walking down the road one day, suddenly he just disappeared out of their sight and didn't show back up and home. For God took him. That term there was snatching off of the earth. It's very important because there are many things today that have the potential to rob your hope. All you've got to do is look at the television screen and you will get the rundown nightly, in the middle of the day, in the afternoon, of how many people have contracted COVID, how many people are dying. I saw it last night. I was amazed that they actually have found the small little white spot in the road called Pace and Milligan. I don't know that the national media or anybody else knows where Milligan is at, but they've identified one person in Milligan who supposedly has the COVID in Milligan. I told the first service, I could tell you that I'll be shocked and excited when they find Two Egg and Mossy Head. Isn't it amazing that everything is being zeroed down, and all you've got to do is just watch the news, and it won't take you but about 5 minutes and you'll be so depressed, and hope will have been robbed from you and you won't even know it. It will take focused living for believers as a key to sustain your hope between now and the coming of the Lord. And if the Lord is not coming, then the Bible says we are of all men most miserable. The event called the rapture is an exclusive event for every believer. It is the pre-tribulation rapture. And that rapture, that event that is the next on the calendar of God, is a signless event. Meaning this, that all of the things that you've heard me speak of and what Jesus speaks of Matthew 24, all have to deal with the second coming, that is Jesus coming back with all of his saints in Revelation 19 after the 7 years of tribulation. Meaning this, that the rapture takes place 7 years prior to that second coming of Jesus Christ. Let me make it even more plain for you, as one great scholar reached into the depths of his illustration to be able to bring this understanding. How many of you recognize that within just a few weeks from now, that most of the department stores, especially places like Hobby Lobby, will have put out on their shelves already all of the Christmas decorations and the Christmas balls and the Christmas trees and all that kind of stuff, and everybody's going, ho-ho, it's Christmas, but wait, it's only October. Between October and Christmas in December, there is a forgotten holiday called Thanksgiving. It happens before Christmas happens, but people don't want to pay attention to it because today it has much to do with Christianity, and we don't want that anywhere on our calendars. But regardless of whether you want to acknowledge it or not, you have still got to go by Thanksgiving before you get to Christmas. Before Jesus comes in the second coming, you're still have to gonna go by the rapture. And there will be a group of people sitting in this building this morning, and those of you watching online, that are ready right now, that if Jesus Christ was to come back, you would be ready right now to disappear off of this earth because your heart is right with God and you're looking for his coming. And then there's a group of people that are sitting in churches here and all around this globe that are coming and checking off their religious box. Their mind is not on the things of God, nor are they even paying attention to what's taking place all around them. In fact, their hope has been stolen by the things that have been going on in the world, and they are wondering in their mind, is Jesus going to keep his promise? But as I stand here looking at you today and looking into the camera of the thousands watching right now, I can assure you that God keeps his promises to 1,000 generations. And if Jesus said he's coming again, you'd better not take it to the bank. You better put it in your heart that he will come again. In fact, I love the fact that he translated to his disciples in John 14 and said, "Let not your hearts be troubled." I say to you today, let not your heart be troubled by what's going on in this world. You believe in God? believe also in me, he said, that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place. He's doing that right now for you. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again, he said, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And Thomas, that we call Doubting Thomas, asked the question, how can we know the way? We don't know how to get there. Jesus said, and make sure you understand this, because there's been no other prophet, no other preacher, no other Messiah so-called in all of our days that has ever claimed that he would die, rise again, and then come back and get your dead loved ones and you off of this earth and take you to heaven when he comes. Except for Jesus Christ, who'd emphatically declared to all of his disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man gets to the Father but by me. The rapture is a signless event, meaning nothing has to happen between now and Jesus coming in the clouds. So if you're looking for signs, you might as well put that to the side, because Matthew 24 is describing the days of the second coming. It's a sudden event. It's going to catch those that are unbelievers by surprise. Those that are believers who are looking for him will be looking and expecting him at any moment. The Bible says when Jesus returns in the clouds that masses of people will disappear from off of this earth. I'll say this to you now, that I've often wondered if that disappearance could not correlate with what they're identifying as an EMP device, electromagnetic pulse, that would literally zap the entirety of this nation. And I can assure you there are countries, including China, who have this technology right now, that would literally zap us back to the 1800s, to the horse and buggy, and every car, every phone, everything that has a chip in it, would be stopped dead still. So I just want to say to you, you might want to get you a mule or a horse or a bicycle. If you're planning on staying here. If you're not planning on staying here, then it'll be all right, because all the cars are going to litter the highway, and you can have mine and the keys to my house, because when he calls, I will be gone. Not one believer will be left on this earth after the rapture takes place. Not one. I want you to contemplate that for a moment. I'm taking some time here. I want you to remember this fact. That if you ignore the days of grace that we're in right now, and you reject the message that I am saying, and I don't want to hear it anymore, Pastor, because I got plans. I want you to know, if you miss the rapture, there will not be one believer left on this people planet at that moment. Go to church? Where's my friends? At that moment, it's going to be a turn on one another like you have never seen before. You think what's going on in the streets is something right now? This is a cakewalk compared to what the Bible says is coming upon this earth. That alone ought to make you want to get ready and take as many people with you. That is the blessed hope. This is the blessed hope of the return of Jesus Christ. This is not what the world calls hope, which is wistful thinking. I hope my brother comes over. I hope I get this job. I hope this. I hope that. We use that term so flippantly, but that's not biblical hope. The world's hope is empty and without faith and confidence in something absolute, which is the cross of Jesus Christ and the absolute assurance. That cross and what Jesus did on the cross is the faith and the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Why is that so important? Because what Jesus Christ did on the cross for me and for you and every person on this planet is the assurance that he will keep his word to 1,000 generations. It's important, not just his crucifixion, which is the assurance, the down payment, but his resurrection as being the first fruits from the dead gives me assurance that if he could pick up his own body, surely he can pick up mine on resurrection morning.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.